This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the fine jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingles. When Albuquerque-born tuba player, composer, and architect Mark Weaver thinks of himself alongside the other jazz players featured in this series, well, it's best to let him say it.
I'm kind of an outsider, you know. I discovered jazz when I was 20 and started learning about it, but I don't, you know, I've never taken any systematic study of jazz. I've never really tutored with any particularly well-known jazz musician who was teaching me about jazz. I mean, I'm just kind of stumbling along.
Mark has stumbled his way into some of the more inventive musical ensembles you'd find anywhere, recently leading a group called Brassem, a brass and drum quartet. Roy Durfee interviewed Mark Weaver.
Is there any sense of isolation in doing what many would perceive as difficult music?
There's always somebody that's listening. You know, whether it's the person you're playing with or the person that's sitting out in the audience. I mean, the only time you're doing it alone is when you're sitting in your closet at home and practicing. Actually, when I first started playing the tuba, I used to practice in the closet because it was the only place in the house that I could play in the middle of the night. I could close the door and move the clothes aside. And
yeah, with the low tones, too, it's probably is a little easier to muffle, huh?
Yeah, it's probably hearable, but less disturbing.
Than an alto sax, for instance.
Say, right. Or a clarinet. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Violin, sure.
Weaver says he was a scrawny kid who looked completely swallowed up by the tuba he was playing in school bands. And when he went off to college in St. Louis, he never really expected to pursue performance again. But his interest in music was stoked by a certain architecture professor named Leslie Lasky, who, Weaver says, had an enormous jazz record collection he was happy to share. When Weaver returned to Albuquerque after graduation, he started working in an architect's office and volunteering at KUNM, the public radio station. He hosted a show called The House That Jazz Built that focused in on players with an adventurous bent to the music.
I thought of that show as having a threshold of maybe 1960, late 50s, early 60s as to when that music started happening, which to me it was kind of a threshold in the history of the music.
Uh-huh.
And after that point, jazz was different than it was before then. Well, what happened to these strains that had come about? What did it spawn, and where? What directions is it going? I mean, I think you're always wrong if you try to box something in, if you try to say, this is what jazz is, this is what jazz is not. And so the idea of the show was, well, let's just explore, let's see what's out there, you know.
What would be an exemplary track of music to illustrate?
I don't know. For me, I think Ornette Coleman was a really transitional figure because his music, he ended up developing a lot of different compositional approaches and orchestral approaches and group concepts that, I mean, the vectors from these ideas led everywhere.
Was there a connection between what you were doing listening and preparing radio and what you ultimately have found yourself playing and participating in?
Oh, yeah. definitely. Yeah, I mean, jazz had developed to a point where it had shown that it was able to encompass atonality, complete atonality, you know, the whole spectrum, rhythmic music and maybe totally arrhythmic music. Somehow people were able to synthesize a jazz approach with just about any musical element that people had been able to think of, noise elements, you know, things that aren't even notes anymore.
Well, what about Brassem? And that band actually plays all your original music and features still Dan Klukas on cornet and Michael Vlatkovich on trombone and Harris Eisenstadt with all of his other projects. Is he still playing drums for you?
He is. Intending to be an artist, then it's your responsibility to follow your nose and not box yourself in with somebody else's idea of what's right or wrong, idea of what's sellable or not sellable, of what's jazz or not jazz. What I think I listen for in music is the sound of the human spirit.
Composer, band leader, tuba playing architect Mark Weaver, talking with Roy Durfee. You can hear more from Mark and other jazz musicians with New Mexico ties at our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for extended interviews, music, photographs, and more. Our staff includes Nola Daves Moses, Carol Boss, and Genevieve Russell. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.